In Egypt, the anti-coup alliance has vowed more protests as supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi take to the streets in the tight security. The Muslim Brotherhood said it had canceled the mass rallies called for Sunday due to security reasons. Egypt's army chief has also warned of more crackdowns. In the Republic of Azerbaijan, several thousand supporters of opposition presidential candidate Rostam Ibrahimbegov have rallied outside the capital, Baku. The protesters demanded the release of all political prisoners and an end to pressure on the opposition. Police reportedly detained over 10 activists ahead of the rally. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says his country is determined to confront and eradicate terrorism. Assad says unity between the army and people would help Damascus defeat foreign-backed militants fighting to topple the government since 2011. Assad made the remarks during a meeting with a visiting Mauritanian delegation. In Lebanon, at least five rockets have hit in and around the border town of Hermel. There's no report of casualties or damage. Hermel and other eastern areas have recently come under attack. Rocket attacks, rather, launched from Syria. These areas are considered as strongholds of Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah. U.S. lawmakers reacted to recent revelations about the National Security Agency spying program. A senator has said the constitutionality of these programs needs to be questioned. This after new data showed that the NSA had frequently breached privacy rules or overstepped its authority to spy on Americans and foreign targets. A former U.S. diplomat says Washington is set to maximize the number of its assassination drone strikes in Yemen, even though intelligence on the latest operations is imprecise. The U.S. says its drones target and kill al-Qaeda militants, but figures show that Yemeni civilians are often the victims of the non-UN sanctioned attacks. A group of Spanish fishermen have protested the creation of an artificial reef by Britain on the Bay of Gibraltar amid tensions between the UK and Spain over the territory. Spanish fishing boats have circled the area where Britain dropped concrete blocks into the sea last month to form the reef. A top leader of Mexico's Gulf cartel has been handed over to investigators for questioning. Mario Armando Ramirez Trevino was captured in a military operation near the Texas border. It's the second high-profile arrest since President Enrique Peña Nieto took office last December. Trevino was wanted by the U.S. since 2006.